This week, we are continuing with our ABCs of the gospel. We're going to finish our alphabet, and I want to encourage you to do your own alphabet at home. Go and look at the names of God, use them in your devotions, in your time with Him, and use it to worship our God. So today, we're going to start off with the letter K, and it is the King of Kings. You know, Jesus is proclaimed so many times as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This exclamation or the statement was used in the Middle East to share that these pharaohs, these kings, were in charge of all the other kings in their region. This we see in this beautiful scripture in Revelation 17 verse 14, where it says, "They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and with Him will be His called, chosen, and faithful followers." What a promise to know that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when people see Him, we're just with Him. We're right beside Him. And then I also love in Revelation 19 verse 16, it says, "On His robe and on His thigh, He has His name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." That just reminds me of a heavyweight boxer. If he had to choose something to write on his robe and tattoo on his thigh, what would he write? And if you think of Jesus, He has all these incredible names that we've been discussing. And yet, what does He choose to write on His robe? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I used to love studying medieval times as a child, and I still love castles and princesses and knights, if you know me. And when I think of the King of Kings, I get this picture of this incredible castle on top of the hill that all the peasants that used to farm and do all their things for the king, when there was a war, they used to race to the king and his castle, and there they would find protection. I want to remind you today that He is the King of Kings. And when we know that, no matter what you are facing today, you can run to Him and find safety and help. I'm going to finish with this scripture found in Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3. "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." Today, maybe that's happening to you. You may feel out of control. You may feel your circumstances are overwhelming you. You have the King of Kings, and He is your ever-present help in a time of need. Run to Him today. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.